delighted to welcome once again in our studios Sister Jenthi, the European Director of Brahma Kumaris. Welcome, Sister Jenthi, and Om Shanti.
Hello and Om Shanti.
Sister Jenthi, the world is in crisis and this is no new news. This is old news. Where do I draw the power to face?
It's true that although every generation has said that there are problems, it's not just a question of problems anymore, but really things have hit a very, very low point. And I think that the hope for the future is through our faith. Faith in God, faith in the self, and faith that destiny is on our side, that destiny is benevolent, that ultimately it is good that wins, it is truth that wins, and so things have to change and become better. And when I remember that and I go deep inside myself and connect with God, then I draw that power that strengthens my faith, and I know that this will give me the power to face any situation that I may be in.
So you connect the power to face with the power of faith.
I do.
That strongly. If you have faith in yourself, in God, and in the benevolence of destiny, then you can face almost anything.
How else is it can I cope? Because there are so many difficult situations that come in front of me, and yet something deep inside of me tells me that if I have faith in God, I'm going to be able to have the strength, the courage, the stability to pass through all of this, and that there is light at the other end of the tunnel.
So and courage comes with this faith, so it's very important. What image will you put to this power to face?
When we are describing the different powers, then the ultimate thing that we have to face is that of death. Perhaps that is the biggest challenge that comes, whether it's my mortality or the mortality of those whom I love. And the image that we use is of the corpse. At that point, the body is lifeless, but yet the spirit, the eternal soul, is like the lamp that's shining. And so the spirit is that which brings us hope, and it is the spirit that has the power to face even situations which are as dramatic and drastic as death.
That's a very, very strong picture and image, but I think it's a very real one, because that at the end of the journey is the truth. In the face of uncertainties, let me go a little bit softer before I approach the subject of death as a reality of life. In the face of uncertainties from day to day, today I have a job, tomorrow I don't have a job. How do I use the power to face as a power in that uncertain times?
At that moment, if I have the faith that with honesty and hard work, I will always be able to manage to earn my living and to be able to feed my family, I can treat this situation as a new opportunity. One chapter has closed, but they say that when one door closes, there's another door that opens. And if I keep that faith that yes, there is something ahead of me, then I don't lose hope at that moment. I think the power to face situations is very much connected, firstly with faith, but also with hope, knowing that there can be something that is better that lies ahead. And yes, at this moment, I have to remain very positive, very stable, and trust that my honesty and my hard work is going to be fulfilled, is going to be rewarded.
I guess this positive attitude and hope, like you said, for tomorrow is what going to keep me motivated to keep looking for that job.
There'll be something that I can do, even maybe if it's not a position that fulfills my ego that I had before. But as I say, I have two hands and I'm ready to work hard with honesty, with an integrity. There'll be people out there who are looking for a person like me who is honest, because there is so much dishonesty in the world that when there is honesty, that is something that's very attractive for people.
Going more into a personal relationship, we please people a lot, but not everybody's pleased with us. How do I use the power to face when I come face to face with someone I do not like? But I have to face them. And now I'm becoming spiritual. I want to have faith. I want to have hope in them. But I can't deny that I really do not like them. How do I face them?
Mahatma Gandhi was asked the question, how do you deal with your enemies? And he said, I see them as my friends. And so if today I'm truly on a spiritual journey, then I cannot say I do not like or I dislike or anything in that way. What I have to do is to go deep inside and connect with God and say to God, okay, tell me, show me, what is the goodness of this person in front of me, so that in a very genuine way I may have some respect for them. And maybe I don't love them, but at least I should be able to give them the dignity of the human being that they are. And so there'll be something that I'll be able to appreciate, but I have to go inside and go above and beyond this thing of limited consciousness of like and dislike and seeing friends and foes. No, I have to see the soul, and I have to look for the goodness of that person.
Okay, I think this is going to be a great try, but to have the faith that I can do it, to have the faith that it is possible to look for that goodness in that person, there must be something. It's just perhaps I'm not seeing with the third eye.
It usually happens that we see only one facet of a human personality. We don't see the other facets that other people see, because I can't get on with this person, but there are a dozen other people who can.
Exactly.
And so what is it that they're seeing in this individual? Let me see them, as you said, with the inner eye of wisdom, not through my own past memories of experience and hurt, but see them as that being of light, and I'll know what is the goodness that is there.
I've met many people in my lifetime who are afraid, who are not afraid to face anything, but I know they are afraid to face themselves. So what they do is they hide behind this facade of arrogance, beauty, power, position. And they feel that they can paint that face. Actually, they can't face themselves.
There comes a moment in each one's life, whether it is that I lose my beauty, my position, my possessions. Maybe it's this, maybe it's illness, maybe it's a time when I feel I'm without any friends or anyone to support me and applaud me. But there's definitely that moment that comes when I have to face myself. And the reason why we're unwilling to face ourselves, and I think it's not just some people, it's a lot of us, it's because we don't really want to acknowledge what's going on inside. Yes, there's goodness in everyone, but there are a lot of things that we'd rather not think about, that we'd rather hide, and we don't want to acknowledge the things that we've said and done, the mistakes that we've made, and even the weaknesses and the flaws that we know that we have within the self. And so to face that needs courage, but to face that also happens with God's love. Through the experience of God's love, and when I can feel that whatever I am, even with all my flaws and weaknesses, God still loves me, then with the power of God's love, I can look into the mirror, and then I can say, yes, these are the things I need to sort out, and with God's love and God's help, I'll be able to do that.
So it's possible to look at yourself. If I look at myself from the eyes of others, I might see many flaws, but if I look at myself from the eyes of God, then I find myself very beautiful, very clean, very nice, because that I would believe is what how He sees me.
It's
so
true.
I don't need to have a put up. I don't need to have a different face.
God sees my original goodness, that God is also able to see all the flaws and the weaknesses and the dust that I've accumulated. But the beautiful thing is that God does not love me less because of my flaws. With human beings, when there's unconditional love, and sometimes there can be, then it's not that they don't know you. They know you pretty well. They know your good side and the other things that are not so good, but yet they still love you. And because of their trust in you, their faith in you, you're able to overcome those weaknesses that you have. And this happens even in human relationships. And so imagine when it's the supreme parent, the one who truly, truly has nothing but love in his heart for me, in that awareness of God's love. Yes, I see the beauty of the self, and that gives me strength and courage to face the dark side of my own personality. And knowing that God loves me gives me the confidence to deal with all the other things and clean them out. Out of love for God, I would say, yes, I will give up this habit. Yes, I will give up this particular trait that I was holding on to.
Actually, I do see the beauty of seeing through God's eyes when he looks at all the souls of the world with its goodness and badness. I was just thinking about even a simple thing, like a mother has 5 children. She knows them all, each one's flaws and each one's beauty, but yet she sees them as all her children, and you know, and they feel the beauty. So I can almost appreciate this example that you have given of how God must be seeing all his variety of children. So I think that's very, very beautiful. Sister Jenthi, on one side we see scientific advancement in the health field. On the other side we see increases of health issues and diseases and an untimely death. Using the power to face, how can I learn to face a serious illness?
It's a difficult one, because we never think that bad things can happen to me. So when something happens and the doctor tells me you're going to be out of action, maybe for a long time to come, the first question is, why me? Why not somebody else? Why me? What did I do to deserve this? And when I talked about the power of faith, the faith in God, the faith in the self, the faith in destiny, at that moment I need to hold on to that faith very, very strongly, that there is some benefit in this. For example, if I'm a busy person, I have my career, I have my duties at home, how much time do I have to give to myself or to my family, quality time to spend with them? And I know that when serious illness has happened, the person suddenly has to stop. The whole timetable has to shift, and now there's no more that busyness. Now there's all the time in the world for the self and the family, to be with the ones you love the most. And that is really looking at the silver lining of that particular cloud, and knowing that this is an opportunity for me to do the things that I haven't been able to do as yet. And that means going deeper into my own spiritual journey, being able to find the strength that that can give me, to be able to enjoy the little things of life that I'd forgotten about.
So that means, Sister Jenthi, the attitude of my mind towards my illness can be more important than the disease itself?
It absolutely determines how the course of illness is going to work out. My mind being in a state in which I'm uplifted, my mind staying in connection with God, my mind being able to visualize positive things, a good outcome, my mind even giving good wishes to the medicines, the tablets as I take them, all of these things are going to help aid my recovery. And yes, it is very possible that even serious illnesses can be turned around and there can be a total recovery. I've been in situations where a person is seriously ill that we don't have to go and cheer them up. They've been able to maintain such a high consciousness that they are radiating light, and they cheer up whoever goes to visit them. Now, this is a reality of the yogis that I've seen. Illness comes, but the way they deal with illness is very different to a person saying, oh, poor me, why isn't somebody visiting me? Why?
So, Janthis, illness of the body doesn't have to mean illness of the mind. So your mind can actually stay positive, powerful, while you understand very well that your body is going through this illness, isn't it?
The illness of the body has come about because of climatic situations, because of my immunity breakdown, or because of the food I've eaten, maybe a genetic disorder. It can be any one of these things. But the state of my mind staying uplifted is going to help the body go through a speedy recovery back to strength and health. And also, connecting with God and being able to draw God's light and allow God's light to heal the body is also something that's highly, highly beneficial. You know, they had experiments, in particular in the US, when they had people praying for some people and people not praying for others. So that was the control group. And the people who were being prayed for had a very fast speed of recovery and total recovery. The other patients complained that how come no one was praying for us? And so then they started praying for them also. But the results are absolutely clear. The power of prayer, the power of faith is able to bring about healing in a very beautiful way.
But you spoke something even more beautiful to that. You said the power of good wishes of others can actually help me heal.
Yes, that too. If I've been a server, if I've done good deeds, if I've helped others at a time of need, then the good wishes of their heart are able to reach me and help me in my recovery. There's a very simple formula that one of our foremost yogis, Dadi Janki, uses. She says that 45% of her illness, and she's been through many, many illnesses, has been helped through good wishes from others, the people she served.
That's 45%.
50% has been help from God through prayer and meditation, and 5% has been the medication she's taken.
That's it. And in that world outside, we usually depend 95% on medication. Mm-hmm. Is the right medication, the right doctor, mm-hmm. and maybe just 5% support from family.
Mm-hmm.
Before we learn how to actually heal our own selves.
So this is a very different formula to work with.
Completely, totally the opposite. 45%
good wishes.
Good wishes from other people. 50% through my power of prayers and meditation. And
yes.
I receive God's healing powers.
Yes.
And then 5% is the magic of medication.
That's the science of medication.
You said something very beautiful that I quite like. You said holding your tablets in front of you before you take them. What do you say to them?
I'm just understanding that they are also a tool to heal me. And if I take them with good faith and positivity, then the magic of that is going to be that they work more effectively. And if I just take it without that mindfulness, then they also don't help as much as they could otherwise.
So you're also sending, apart from the ingredients of that medicine, you're also sending positive thoughts, positive quality,
mm-hmm.
and having that faith that this will work for me. I think that is a very unusual tool, but it's beautiful.
The mind is able to influence matter. We have evidence of that in many, many different ways. And so my positive state of consciousness impacting the matter, the chemicals of medicine, is also going to help.
That's very, very nice. To go on a serious note regarding the power to face, you mentioned in the image about the corpse. One of the most harrowing experiences of human relationship is to lose your loved one. How can I use meditation or the power to faith to cope with the loss of a loved one?
It is a very difficult situation, because apart from the loss of that individual whom I love very dearly, there's also the question of my fear of the future. Financial independence, am I going to be able to cope? The loneliness that's going to come, the responsibilities, maybe there's a family I still have to care for, now I'm going to have to manage it on my own without a partner to support me. So at that moment, it isn't just the question of the loss of the loved one, but it's also the repercussions of that. And all of that is creating a lot of grief in myself. And the only way to cope with that is to know that God is with me, and God is going to give me the power to face this and carry me through this situation. And so I have to keep holding my hand with God's hand so that my connection is very stable and very clear. This is why in that picture we've shown this image of the eternal flame, the eternal light, knowing that the light represents the light of the soul, but it also represents the light of God. And so it's God's strength that can carry me through a challenging time.
Last but not least, what happens to the soul at the point of death? One. And another one, when can my thoughts and my feelings reach towards that soul?
My understanding is that the body came from mud, the earth came from dust, and will return to dust again. And so this is mortal. It has a beginning. It will definitely have an end, no question. But the soul is eternal. And so even though the body perishes, the soul existed before the body, and the soul will continue to exist and go on its journey further, even without this particular body. And yes, a soul is life itself. It's the life force. And so I'm here, and when I, the soul, remember the soul that's departed, my feelings, my thoughts reach that soul, because we're deeply connected through the bond of our relationship and our love.
Even though that soul is gone, but I'm alive here, I can send my peaceful vibrations, peaceful thoughts, and it will reach and travel there?
The body has gone.
Yes.
But
the soul is eternal.
Is eternal. The soul is gone in the sense of it's moving on further in its journey. I don't know where. But yet, the soul is the life force. It wasn't the body that I loved. It was the human being, the being inside that human frame that I loved. And so definitely, if today I send my thoughts of God's love and God's peace to that soul, I have an absolute guarantee that those good wishes, those thoughts are going to help that soul further in its journey.
That is so comforting to know. Now, before we end this program, Sister Jayanti, could you take us to this experience using the power to face?
Aware of the eternal light that I am, I connect with the Supreme, the eternal, Supreme Light. And in this connection, I know that God's love, God's strength, God's power is always, always with me. This is the one eternal relationship that continues through eternity. And the Supreme Soul is the one and only source of power. my heart fills with gratitude as I become aware of God's love and God's protection. Wherever I am, no matter what it is I do, God's love looks after me and keeps me safe. God's light reaches not only I, the soul, but God's light reaches out into the world, changing the darkness, bringing about the day. I hold this connection clearly in my mind, and I come back to the physical dimension, very aware of this light, the light that I am, and the light who is the Supreme. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Sister Jayanti. For all the questions, comments and ideas that you may have, please do not hesitate to call or email us at the following address.
If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us on awakening@pmtv.in or call us on 0999 559 660.
Thank you for joining us.
Om Shanti Om.